Hey, Sam, you had talked at the start of training camp about, you know, more downfield plays, more explosive plays, what have you. How do you feel overall that went, you know, preseason games but practices as well?
You know, I think we got some good work throughout training camp with those. You know, I think a lot of it starts with us being able to run the football and being able to utilize, you know, our play action to help push it down there. But, you know, I feel like with the package that we have this year, you know, I like that package. I like what we're able to do with it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, when we take the field Monday night, a couple of those will show up.
Sam, last year you were sacked 37 times. You got a new offensive line. Are you confident they can protect you better, get better protection this year than last year?
Yeah, you know. Like I've said all throughout training camp, you know, we've worked a number of different combinations with those guys in there. You know, I feel very comfortable, you know, with the guys that we have on our roster right now, you know, with the guys that we have starting. You know, if guys have to come in off the bench, you know, I think those guys have done a great job, you know, just working, you know, through those different combinations, working the communication process. But, you know, I'm very confident in their ability to go out there, you know, and play well, you know, and not only protect me, but open up holes in the running game.
For you, what's the difference between Elf Line and Easton at center?
You know, honestly, there's not a whole lot of difference for me. You know, you could probably ask Tony or you could ask those guys. But, you know, I felt like with both of those guys, you know, we had good communication. You know, obviously, you know, I think Nick, having played, you know, the last several games last year, I think early on in training camp or during the spring, you know, I was probably a little bit more comfortable with him. But, you know, obviously, Pat's got a ton of work. You know, I think he's come a long ways, and, you know, I feel very comfortable with him at center. You know, I think he's done a great job of grasping our system, grasping the protections, and what we're asking him to do.
Your career's had some ups and downs with knee injuries earlier, switching teams. Do you feel like you're still kind of coming into your own as an NFL quarterback?
You know, I think it's definitely been interesting. I think this year, you know, it's really only the second time in my career where I haven't been rehabbing an injury and I've had the same offensive coordinator, you know, and been able, you know, to kind of fine tune an offense. And so, you know, that's been, you know, really enjoyable for me this offseason, you know, to really be able to focus on what we're doing on offense, you know, to be able to dedicate my time to that, you know, to not be rehabbing or to not be learning a new system, you know, where you're kind of starting from, you know, the ground level and trying to build it. You know, I feel like after Pat took over last year and some of the things we were able, you know, to do, you know, we went back and looked at what we did well, things we felt like we could improve, you know, and just kind of took it from there. So, you know, it was nice to really not have to start over this offseason.
I had a follow-up on Elf Line. Does he just kind of seem wise beyond his years? I mean, you know, looks like he's going to start the opener as a rookie. He had a tough position that a lot of centers don't start as rookies first game.
Yeah, you know, obviously for him to come in and for, you know, our coaches to have the trust in him, for, you know, myself to have the trust in him to go out there, you know, and play that position and really lead those five guys up front. You know, I think it says a lot about him. Like you said, it's a tough position to come in as a rookie and to start opening day. And, you know, I think it's a credit to him and what he's been able to do since he's been here. You know, so I think we're excited about having Pat at that position.
Sam, Tony Dungy said that he thinks cornerback is the toughest position to play in football. He's an old corner, I feel. In your opinion, what is the hardest position to play and why?
Quarterback, for sure. You know. Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I think, you know, if you ask anyone, you know, they're probably, you know, going to tell you the position they play is the hardest, you know, and make up some reason for it. You know, I think obviously every position is asked to do different things. You know, there's different hurdles mentally and physically to play every position. You know, I don't think any position is easy. You know, but obviously being a quarterback, you know, it's the only position I know. And, you know, I think there's a lot on our plate, you know, both physically and mentally. You know, to be able to go out there and know what everyone's doing to operate an offense. But, you know, like I said, I think every position, you know, has its challenges.
Second, quarterback first, what would be number two?
I don't even think I can give you an answer to that one. I mean, I don't know.
Sam, how's your preparation impacted by the Saints having a few new starters on defense?
Yeah, you know, I think – you know, obviously they've got a new group of guys, so you go back and watch last year's tape and you realize that, you know, there's going to be some different faces out there. But, you know, I think regardless of who you're playing, you know, it always seems like the opener, your preparation, you know, it's just a little bit tricky because you're not really sure what they're going to do. You're not really sure, you know, if what they showed in the preseason is what they're going to come out and play. You know, obviously they go back and they look at last year and, you know, how they played and what they did well and what they struggled with, and they'll come out with some new wrinkles. So, you know, I think the biggest thing going into this week is just making sure that we're all on top of what we're doing. You know, having the answers for what they present us, but just making sure that, you know, we're comfortable with our game plan, comfortable with our plays, so that no matter what they throw at us, we're able to go out there, you know, play fast, you know, and just be the aggressors.
Now that you've looked at all the film and all that, why do you think the offense, the first team offense, only managed 3 points in 12 possessions in the preseason?
Well, we only kicked one field goal, so we scored 3 points.
Back, or was it the line shuffling in and out, or were you displeased with some of the efficiency, or what exactly?
I mean, I think any time that you go out there and only score 3 points, you're probably a little bit disappointed in the efficiency, and, you know, I think a lot of it was just, you know, self-inflicted wounds. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot, you know, whether it be, you know, penalties, taking sacks, you know, getting ourselves behind the chains, you know, not converting on third down. You know, you can typically look at those areas, and, you know, any offense that doesn't score, you know, those are the reasons they're not scoring.
Remind you of anybody?
You know, I really try not to compare guys and their styles. You know, I think everyone's kind of their own player, their own individual. You know, I think Dalvin, you know, he's shown an ability to do everything for us, you know, to be in there first, second, third down, with his ability to run the ball, you know, with his ability in the pass game, you know, to be used as a wide receiver or coming out of the backfield. And then also, you know, for a young guy, I think he does a great job in protection. And so, you know, who that reminds me of, I'm not really sure, but, you know, I know that we really like him.
What's Pat Shurmur's concept of offense, and what is his signature?
You know, Pat, I think he grew up in the West Coast. You know, but if you look at his offense, you know, I think the great thing about Pat is, you know, he's had his core offense. But, you know, if I look back at what we were doing in St. Louis, what we were doing in Philly, and what we're doing now, I think there's, you know, bits and pieces of all of those offenses. You know, I think we're multiple. You know, I think we throw a lot of different looks at defenses. You know, and Pat's not afraid to change, which is why I really like working with him.
You talked about greater familiarity with, you know, working with Pat now for a while in this offense. What has that done for you as far as, you know, input into what's going on or even changes in game?
You know, I'm just very comfortable with Pat. You know, I've said this before, I think him knowing me as well as he does, you know, he knows what I see well, you know, he knows what I like, you know, he knows, you know, things that we've had success with in the past, you know, and he can kind of draw on that, you know. And the same being, you know, I know what Pat's trying to do, you know, with certain calls, you know, I know how we're trying to attack defenses. So, you know, I think our conversations during the game, having been together, you know, we've got a pretty good feel for what we're seeing out there on the field and what we want to get to. So it makes it easy for me, you know, to come up to him with ideas. But it also, you know, it's easy for me to understand when he comes to me with something, hey, I want to get to this play or I want to get to this play. I usually have a pretty good understanding of why he wants to do that.
More input going into the week with the game plan that's assembled and making changes at the line of scrimmage this year?
You know, I think I've always had input with him. You know, like I said, I think one of the greatest things about him is his willingness to adapt, his willingness to listen. You know, if I have a good idea and I take it to him and he likes it, you know, he's going to put it in. We're going to look at it during the week. You know, so I don't know if it's any more this year than it has been in the past.
Any more responsibility with protections with the offensive line and how young some of those guys are?
Probably a little bit. You know, like I said, I've got a lot of confidence in Pat. You know, I think he's done a great job just understanding our protections, understanding our schemes and how we're trying to block things. You know, but at the end of the day, he still is young. And so if I can help and if I see something that, you know, I need to change, then obviously I'll do so.
Last couple for Sam.
All right.
There we go.